Well, Grumpy Gay Boomer here. And you know what? They're letting me make another podcast, so go figure. I guess I didn't get enough. Let's talk about trans right and queer youth. I think this is a really important conversation because, you know, there's a lot of shit going on with, like, people like the Premier Daniel Smith and Scott Moe and all those introducing legislation who say they care about kids and parental rights, even though there is no such thing as parental rights because we stopped slavery many, many years ago. You can't own a person. So how you have parental rights is beyond me. But, you know, these are people that aren't too bright is what I'm thinking. So let's just talk about that for a minute. So anyway, they've introduced this legislation that's going to out kids in the school. So they're non-binary trans or they're identifying as a gender neutral or whatever, says that they've got to inform the parents. Have you ever noticed when, you know, these premiers or these politicians are really fucking up that they start doing stuff like this to distract you? Because let's face it, Alberta is a fucking dumpster fire. You know, the biggest thing we used to do when I was younger is we used to look at our neighbors and go, oh, I want to buy a new car like they did or buy that furniture, whatever. No one ever said, hey, the U.S. is tramping on queer rights, so let's do that here. Normal people don't do shit like that. They only do shit like that when they're distracting you from all the other shit they're doing. Because you're looking at the shit they're doing that attacks those rights while they're doing a whole bunch of shady shit over here. Doug Ford, prime example, $8 billion on a greenbelt. Pierre Poilievre, another one. How do you get worth $25 million just being a politician? When you never had $25 million. I mean, I'm just saying, that seems a little bit odd, don't you think? Let's get back to the trans rights. You know, these Daniel Smith and Scott Moe say they care about the children. They don't give a shit about the children. Let's be realistic. If they did, they would take all the money they're going to waste on defending this policy because they're going to lose because it violates basic human rights. Kids can be who they are. They have the right to be safe. And they're going to defend it in court because EGAL, a great organization, national organization, and the federal government, and everybody's taking them to court, the human rights court. So then they're going to lose. That's the reality. We know that's happening. It's already happening in Saskatchewan with Scott Moe. So we know this is going to happen. But they're going to spend millions and millions of dollars trying to push this through. And they're going to make a big deal like they're saving the world by outing trans kids and queer kids. Even though they could take that money if they truly gave a shit about those children, they take that money and do a school food program where every kid gets a meal once a day, hot meal, like they used to do in the UK, like they used to do back in the 60s and 50s, where a kid, no matter their income level or whatever is happening in their life, get a good meal. Because studies have shown that if kids are not hungry while they're in school, they actually learn quicker, they learn better, and they progress much quicker. So Wild Canoe did this. He spent $30 million and developed a school program. So every kid gets a meal in school. So let's just do this the right way. Anyway, why are we listening to this distraction is beyond me. Because, you know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. I mean, you know, Danielle Smith is too busy, can't even use her own God-given name. She's got to come up with some alternative name. She should probably out herself to her parents. But the question comes, if you can't, your children won't talk to you about their pronouns or their sexuality or their gender identity. You're clearly the fucking problem. It's nobody else's problem. You're clearly the fucking problem because if they felt safe and comfortable in having that conversation with you, they would. I'm a parent. I get it. I had kids. My kid had no problem talking to me anytime, and I'm a fucking boomer because I get it. But you fuckers like Daniel Smith and Scott Moe, though, Jesus Christ, what are you distracting us from? Because clearly, you got other shit going on. Your fucking healthcare is at a fucking nightmare. And I don't understand why the federal government doesn't say to them, I'm going to transfer those payments for healthcare, but you can't use the money for private healthcare. If you do, I'm going to cut you the fuck off. Just like you could with a kid with their allowance if they don't do what they're supposed to do. You fucking cut them off. You say, there's consequences to your actions. Because then the provincial government would be forced into taking that money and actually investing it in public health care where everybody has access to health care, not just the rich. And to suggest that you're going to be paying it with your credit card is true because you're starting to see that happening and all across this province. However, there's a lot of stupid people in the world that seem to think that the federal government is responsible for healthcare. You just don't understand or get how the government works in Canada. And that's the scary part. And the fact that you're allowing this shit about parental rights and all that other crap pass through is another concern for many of us, because you're being distracted from the real issues that are happening. Why not end homelessness in Canada? We can do it. It's not a problem. We're a rich country. Let's give them homes. Fuck all this other shit. Get them on their feet. Give them the support they need. Because there's already been examples where this actually took place, and it actually saved millions and millions of dollars by giving them a home. And isn't that what we're supposed to do, and treat humans with dignity? Because I'll tell you right now, some of you in this country got some fucked up views on how to treat other people and help other people. And it's not, you know, the normal conservatives. The conservatives, the regular conservatives get it. But Pierre Poilievre and Danielle Smith and Scott Moore appealing to that right-wing extremist, trying to get their support. And if you conservatives don't speak up, you're all part of the fucking problem. And this has been Grumpy Gay Boomer one more time, and I'll talk to you all next week. And good luck out there, because these people are pretty fucked up.